tick under 40 minutes off the first at Kilcoy today. Howard Walter's been through the form for us and will take us through the legs of the quaddy. Howard, good morning.
G'day, Brendan.
First leg of the quaddy on this nine-event program today from Kilcoy is race number 6. It's a 58 over 1,050 metres. 2 and 5 come out. Dreamweaving horse number 4, the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $3.40, ahead of Sound of Sleet at $3.90. Filly Ray Cyrus at $4.40, and Mr. Stack $6 in the 6th.
Yeah, look, she's well found. I did put number 4, Dreamweaving, on top. She's first up from a spell, this filly. Placed third in a trial at Durban, and her previous two, Fresh, she's placed third on both occasions over 900 and 800, but her win came at 1100. So I think the 1050 first up should be perfect. Number 6, Curry Connection. This horse races well at Kilcoy, and that's more than half the battle of the time. 13 starts here for a win and 6 placings. The alley isn't good, drawn nearly the widest barrier. Otherwise, a couple of track specialists. Number 9, Filly Ray Cyrus, was beaten 12 lengths second up at the Gold Coast, but been to this track twice for 2 wins, and there are only 2 wins, so you focus on where she excels. And number 7, Sound of Sleep, Barry Lockwood's mare. She won her maiden here 3 starts ago and has since raced at the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast. I'd expect she'll find this easier, and as I say, track prowess. Ignore at your peril. So 4, 6, 9 and 7.
4, 6, 9 and 7 in the first leg of the quaddy. The second leg is the Kilcoy Cup, a benchmark 75 over 1500. 2 and 10 come out. Ganobe is the favourite here at 3:30, equal with Before's. Saffin number 1, $5, $7 at Jockberg, and then Octavian a $7.50 chance.
I'm going to take on the favourite number 3, Ganobe. A couple of reasons. She's only second up from a spell and normally takes a few runs to find her form. And she's a horse that gets back. And this map says horses on the pace will have an advantage. And they have an advantage anyway around Kilcoy. So I'm going to go with 3 horses that could settle first 3. Number 6, inching closer at the $8.50. It'll either lead or box seat at worst. Look, last start was out of its depth at Doomben. In fact, 4's latest 5 starts have been in Brisbane, and in amongst all that was a winner at the Gold Coast. Just mapped so well here, inching closer. Number 9, Beaufort's, the equal favourite. No doubt hard to beat. Close second to the unbeaten Palaisipan 3 starts ago. Since won at the Gold Coast, placed second at Ipswich and should settle in the first 3. Number 1, Saffin, could be the leader or content to sit outside, inching closer. Only time will tell. Back in distance suits, down in class helps. Otherwise, number 4, Octavian, drawn wide, hard and fit horse, just not sure where it gets to in the run. I'd focus on 6, 9 and 1. 6, 9, 1 and 4.
6, 9, 1 and 4 in race number 7. Race number 8 on the program is a 58 over 1,900 metres. Scratching to a 2, 14, 15 and 16. Zuzu Zalu is the favourite, 460, equal with Pakish. Reasonair, $5. Gonzo, $5.50, out to $6 or better for the remainder.
Look, I'm keen on number 3, Resonair, Brendan. It's getting out of the market. There's been good support for a couple of others, but I just think, look, the horse is so good around Kilcoy. 6 starts at the track, 2 wins and a second. 3 starts ago, the form guide says 5th beaten 9 lengths. But Resonair and Moscow Now, they were just both horribly held up when the race was on. By the time they straightened up, they had no chance. It was a complete forgive. He's placed both since, got beaten the nose at Belby last start. Hit the lovely run on the pace here, number 3. He'd be somewhere in the first 3 or 4, Resonair. And he just handles the track so well. Track's a soft 5. Last November, he won here on a soft 5 by 7 lengths. I can't get that win out of my mind. It was very impressive. Number 10, Bartolumba, hard and fit. Placed 2 of 7 this time in. Overdue for a win, but could get a good trail. Number 5, Puckish. Now, this is a horse that's been heavily back. Got beaten out of sight first up. Second up, got beaten 3 lengths, was 2 lengths behind Bartolumba. The 3-year-old strips fitter, plenty of money to say he's ready. And then number 4, Gonzo, fitting well, but fresh out of maiden class, plays best, I think. But I really think 3 Resonair each way is a terrific bet. 3, 10, 5 and 4.
3, 10, 5, 4, race 8. Race number 9 on the program is a class 2 over 1,200 metres. Put the pen through runners 1, 2, 7, 11, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Apple Cross is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $2.50. Aqua Jack at $5, $8. Hidden Secret, $8.50. Credenza out to Willie Be Lucky at $9 with Learning Curve.
I thought this was almost, you know, a pin job. I got really no confidence at all, Brendan. Number 8, Biggie, is my top selections. Had 2 trials, won the latest at Deegan. Maps to Stalk the Pace. Andrew Sorden, you can train a winner first up, so respect the betting. Number 10, Learning Curve. It's a close-up 4th at Kilcoy 2 starts ago. Since raced out of its depth in a good field at the Gold Coast, so back to right sort of class, drawn to get its chance. Number 5, Credenza, ex-Friedman train. It's first up, the new blood, and 3rd in a Toowoomba trial. Got alley issues, but new blood, you know, they normally appreciate the drop in class. And number 3, Apple Cross, Barry Lockwood trained. Should be peaking 4th run in. We'll find this easier than recent racing, but latter two have been over 1350, 1400, dropping back to 12. I'm just worried it might have lost that little bit of sprint in its legs. 8, 10, 5 and 3, but really low on confidence in the last.
8, 10, 5 and 3 from Howard in the last. Howard, your best bet, value bet, quaddy bet and play of the day, please.
Look, I think the best bet, race 8, number 3, Resonair. Best value, race 5, number 8, the Bumblebee, which has come in for some good support this morning. Quaddy, 4, 6, 7, 9, and the 1, 6, 9, and the 3 and 10, and the 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, 12 and 13. Play of the day, it's a place all up, Brendan. Race 5, number 8, race 6, number 4, race 7, number 6, race 8, number 3, probably paying around about $11.
We'll be on board with you there, Howard. Best of luck today.
Good man. Cheer him on, Brendan.